This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
Through the years, Black Friday has grown into this huge monster. It's taken over and overshadowed Thanksgiving. So while we may be sitting there with family and friends, being thankful for what we have, the next we're planning out which stores we're going to be camping at immediately afterwards, just so we can trample others for that amazing deal like a $10 toaster.
Absolutely, and I enjoy that every year.
No, it's terrible. And this year, Amazon is upping the ante, causing chain stores like Target and Walmart, I'm sure, to start playing catch up. Amazon announced their Black Friday deals yesterday. That means 53 days before Black Friday. 53 days.
Everything is getting earlier and earlier.
I know.
Pretty soon you'll celebrate one holiday and then start the next day preparing for it again a year later. It's insane.
Well, many of these deals are already available, so you can actually go to Amazon right now and you can look up some of these things and you could get that Black Friday deal right now.
Yeah, and I'm actually really happy to hear about this because my toaster broke. Okay.
Oh, good grief.
I'm serious. My toaster broke and I told my wife, I said, well, I'll pick one up on the way home. She goes, oh, no, I'm waiting for Black Friday. I'm like, wait a minute. I have toast about three times a week and I kind of need that. I don't want to wait till the 26th of November.
Right. Well,
but she wanted the deal. But now I can get the deal earlier.
But see, it's people like you that are bringing positivity to the situation. Yeah. Now, I'll give you this. Amazon does help with not trampling others because the only ones that are trampling are the male guys. But I know that Target and Walmart are going to want to play catch up.
Right.
And then we're going to see all this Black Friday happening on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, months before.
I did hear that you could use your like Alexa device to say Amazon or Alexa, what are my deals? And it will tell you what the upcoming deals are throughout this.
Guys, you aren't hearing me. This is bad.
I'm blinded by the toaster I need and I want to save $10 on it. So there you go. If you are in the same boat and you need a toaster, well, congratulations. You can get one on Amazon today for a deal. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And when we come across a dilemma that we're not sure, we turn to you with five calls it, and five people decide. They pass judgment on this. Now, I want to be very clear about this. This is a situation involving Betty Rock, and I want people to comment, but I don't want anyone to judge the horrible thing she did, okay? What?
You just judged me.
No, I was saying don't judge how bad of a person she is. Like I'm like,
once again,
I'm on your side here.
We already know.
And I'm real serious about this. Do not make her feel bad for being a horrible person.
Stop.
If you do, I'm going to be mad at you.
Stop talking.
Okay. All right. So, Betty Rock, explain the situation for me, please.
Okay. So, I was hungry, and I decided to call in an order. So, I call this place called Waldo's Chicken. It's great. So, I call
I would not, at scene of the crime, I don't know that I would say where it was.
You're right. Okay. I was at a chicken place. Just keep it at that. Anyways. So, I call it in. They take my order, and they're like, great, it'll be ready in 5 minutes and you can pay here. And I'm like, okay, great. So I wait 5 minutes, drive down there, go to pick up my chicken, and they have it set up where there's this table in the back and it's all the to-go orders. They're already wrapped and ready to go. So I look for my ticket, find the one that says Betty, take it, and walk out. Not thinking a thing about it. I go home, I start eating all this stuff, and then it hits me.
Yep.
I didn't pay for
it. Exactly.
Yikes. But the thing is kind of technically, I mean, if you want to
look
at it this
fault.
Way,
don't
it
say
is it. Their fault.
No, don't try.
Why didn't they take my card information over the phone like other places?
Because that's not how they do it. That's their policy. And so you steal the chicken, in essence.
Well,
you eat the chicken. And
yeah.
I hope they have surveillance footage. Waldo's, if you have surveillance footage, I will post it. I'm going to go there today and get their surveillance video. So here's the thing, though. This is the part where we need your help. So Betty Rock decides this this is wrong, obviously, and she needs to make it right.
Right.
But she hasn't gone back yet to pay.
But I will.
But when? Just when, whenever?
The next time I go to Waldo's, I'm going to say, hey, charge me for two.
Not the next time. You should have gone back that day. Like, I would even let you finish the meal, then go back. But you should have gone back that day to make it right.
No, they're fine. I'm going to make it right.
They're fine. They're going to come back, and their door's going to be locked. They're going to be out of business.
All because of my $7.99 chicken tender meal.
There'll be a sign on the door that says,
please,
we're sorry we've closed because someone stole a chicken meal from us. You're a horrible person. Again, don't judge her, okay? I want to be very clear.
I'm going to go back and make it right.
Whenever? Like,
well,
you should already...
it hasn't even been a week yet.
Okay, so...
it's fine.
Here we... a week. Oh, my goodness. 8-5 And I would like to point out this place is not... unconveniently located to her house. It might be 5 minutes away.
I'll get there at some point.
855-33-WAY-FM. Again, hold your judgment in your comments for this person. I don't even want to use her name anymore.
Wow.
855-33-WAY-FM. Are you on Betty's side that just whenever she gets around to it, that's okay, she's going to make it right? Or should she have already gone back and made it right instantly? 855-33-WAY-FM. I have a feeling you're going to get crushed, Brock. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with you. Crystal, thank you so much for joining us for five calls. We're not judging Betty. We're just commenting on her horribleness, okay? So she goes to a place, calls in a chicken order, picks it up, walks out of the place, and takes it home and eats it. Then remembers she forgot to pay for it, and she needs to go back. But she has not gone back yet to pay. Where do you stand on this? Should she have gone back that night, or is it okay to just do it when she gets around to it?
Oh, no. I'm with you on this one. One of the few times. She definitely needs to go back, but she should have already gone back. Because now she's going to wait so long to say, well, it's too long.
Crystal, you are really judging me. You are just assuming that I have a forgetful attitude, and that I won't remember once I go next time.
I have to go with Wally on this. I'm so sorry.
Well, you should be, because you're wrong.
She is a student of human nature, and she knows how this is going to play out, and I think she's absolutely right. Thank you, Crystal.
How did she even enjoy the food?
Easily. It was great. Waldo's, you're doing good job.
Yeah, your free chicken is amazing.
I'm going to pay for it!
All right, Marie, what do you say? Five calls it. Where do you land on this?
So I probably would have called them back to let them know that I forgot to pay and to see if they could take my payment over the phone. And if they couldn't, then I would let them know that I would be in within the week to pay for it.
There you go. That's a great idea.
That is a great idea, because then I don't have to get up off the couch and go over to these guys. They're fine.
You get 5 minutes away from your house and make it right, you know. At no fault of their own, I'd like to point out.
Well, I don't know. That's iffy.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, just call them today.
I'll get around to it.
If they were open, I'd call them right now for you. All right, Drew, five calls it. Where do you stand on Betty Rock accidentally walking out with her chicken from this chicken place, Waldo's, and not paying for it and still hasn't gone back yet to make it right?
I think we changed the nickname of Alcatraz from The Rock to Betty the Rock. You can't say it's only been a week. If I say that to the judge after I rob a bank, I don't get a go.
Yeah, that's true. You couldn't rob a bank and say, you know, I was going to take it back. I was going to.
But what if you accidentally took the money from the bank and it was their fault because they weren't paying attention?
Don't put this on Waldo's. It was not Waldo's fault.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I think even if it's an accident, the bank will come get their money.
100%.
Is just assuming the worst in me, and I would like to say I'm not the worst in the building here. Let's look at Wally.
Well, no, Wally. Wally would have paid it back that day. I would have not even finished my meal, and I would have gone back and paid it back.
I'm gonna go back.
You hear that, Waldo's? That's a promise from Betty Rock. I don't know how good it is, but she promises.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of Modern Love, I think, Betty Rock.
That's right. If you work in the corporate world, you've probably been to a lot of meetings where they use office lingo, like, let's put a pin in it.
Jargon. Jargon drives me crazy.
Looking from the 5,000 foot whatever.
Oh, you've been in some pretty low level meetings. It's normally 30,000 foot 30, level. 000. Yeah. I don't know what meetings you're going to, Rock.
I work at the same place you do, so yeah. I don't know what that says.
But I've been in the 30,000 foot meetings.
It explains so much. But let's say that there are singles working in the corporate world and they're trying to flirt or maybe ask someone out, but using that corporate lingo. So two comedians get together on TikTok and they give an example of when a guy asks her out, how she responds with the lingo.
I really do appreciate you reaching out. Just a lot of roadblocks at the moment. What if we put a pin in this and circle back next week?
Yeah, we could totally punt this next week if you have capacity.
I can make Tuesday work. Then we can touch base.
Ugh. Yeah, wow. You know what? Aww. It's funny because in any lingo, getting blown off is obvious. that ain't happening for that dude.
Aww, wah, wah.
I know. And you know how I know this? Because I spent a lifetime getting blown off. So, all right, there you go. That's your random act of audio for today.
Come out, come out. Come out, you pretty kitten.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And when you have someone that has a God-given gift, you have to share that with the world. And that's what we do with Betty Rock's gift to name cats. She can look at a cat, give it the perfect name by only seeing a picture of it for a split second. It is amazing. She has a 99.999 success rate with this. Yeah. The only one that was bad was Spoily. You know, remember
Why does it have to get brought up every single time?
I don't know. But yeah, because you've done 1,000 other great ones.
I was having an off day.
But this is a really important one here today from Linda and Ari, please. Betty Rock said, recently, my daughter lost her beloved Marshmallow. This is a picture of Marshmallow, the cat that they lost.
Oh, yeah. Marshmallow.
I know. R.I.P. Marshmallow. And it was sad, actually. We moved and the stress caused medical issues. But I've been looking for a new kitten for her. I found the perfect little guy through social media.
Okay.
And so please ask the queen of cat naming to help me name him. He's 7 weeks old, beautiful blue eyes. His hair makes him look like he just got shocked. He's so cute, and he has a little white tip on his tail, okay? Ooh. Now, this is going to be a little difficult because usually I just show you one picture of the cat. She sent me a collage.
So
I'm going to give you more than a split second to name it because you're going to want to digest each one of these.
Okay.
Because it might be the cutest cat I've ever seen. So here we go. Don't look at it yet. Oh, the second picture to the right. Oh, you're gonna your head's gonna explode.
Okay.
Betty Rock has this thing called cute aggression, where she loves something so much she wants to spank it. You know,
like, I want to threaten its life.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing, but apparently it's actually a thing. So, all right, Betty Rock, on the count of three, I want you to flip over this picture and name this cat. One, two, three. Name that cat.
Oh my!
I know the
goodness.
One where he's got his little paws over his nose.
I cannot. I want to wring its head off its shoulders.
It's that cute.
Okay, it's got blue eyes.
Yep.
How about what if we went with Frankie for Frank Sinatra?
Like Frank Sinatra, old blue eyes.
Yeah, call him Frankie. How cute would that be?
I like that. I like human names, and I like the Frankie instead of just Frank.
Right.
Because he's little.
Well, when he's in trouble, you could say Frank. Yeah, but when he's cute and little like he is, oh my gosh!
Because you could,
call Frankie!
When he's bad, you could use like Frank Sinatra's middle name, like Frank S. Sinatra, you know, like to call him. But when he's cute.
Oh, she found the perfect kitten. And there's one where he's holding his foot. I know.
It's adorable.
It hurts to look at these photos,
I'm going to take it back.
It's hurting my teeth.
There you go. So, once again, Betty Rock has done it again, naming another cat. So, thank you, Lady Rock. I think you've done some good work for these people. Did you know that mental health conditions affect 1 out of 4 people at some point in their lives, and a significant portion of them never receive treatment?
Mental health is so important. I mean, it affects how we think, feel, and act.
Right now, you can make a positive impact on the mental health of others by getting your Master of Arts in Clinical Mental Health Counseling program offered through Colorado Christian University's College of Adult and Graduate Studies. And now you can choose between 2 new emphasis options in marriage and family therapy or substance use disorders.
A distinguishing opening feature of the CCU's three graduate counseling degree options Master's Degree in Counseling program is the Christian framework that encompasses every aspect of the curriculum.
As a master's degree in counseling student, you'll be given the unique opportunity to integrate Christian faith and sound counseling principles.
To find out more about the Master of Arts in Clinical Mental Health Counseling program, go to ccu.edu. That's ccu.edu.
Making heads or tails of the headlines.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
Here's Wally.
So if you were one of the millions of people freaking out yesterday because you couldn't post a picture of your lunch on Facebook or Instagram, and thought this was the first sign of the apocalypse, I have good news for you. It was just a simple app outage, and it has been fixed. It definitely affected us.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So typically at the end of the show, I like to post some things throughout the day so that, you know, you can see what's going on with the Wally Show. And I couldn't do that because nothing was working, and my life was over as I knew it.
Whoa. Joy from Afternoons came in. She's like, guys, can anyone get on the internet? We're like, internet's fine, but Facebook and Instagram are down.
We just assume that, you know, internet's not working if Facebook and Instagram are.
Well, Facebook gave a reason for the outage, and it felt like techie Mark Zuckerberg wrote it himself. Our engineering teams have learned the configuration changes on the backbone routers that coordinate network traffic, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, everyone stopped reading by that point. But basically, they said, to the huge community of people in businesses around the world who depend on us, we're sorry. So, they're sorry.
Okay. All right.
It's okay. Everybody's fine. We all survived.
And you think about those people that might have been, like, teasing something that they were going to post that day, and then the day comes and you can't post it. Man, that would stink.
Yeah, it affected us, too, and, like, what we do. But it's okay. So, sorry you had to read a book or talk to someone in real life. By 4 o'clock, they had lost nearly $60 million in revenue, about $13 million per hour, or $220,000 a minute.
That's
what that
insane.
Outage cost. You know that cost somebody their job. Wow. And Zuckerberg lost $7 billion.
Well, bless his heart.
They were quick to say that despite some of the rumors circulating that this was a hack and data was compromised, that did not occur, which means it probably most definitely did.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. We're going to do a little Are You Kidding Me? This is where we get to talk to kids and only kids about what's going on in the world because we love your opinions. And so today is National Teachers Day. Like, how great is that?
Yeah, and I think if anybody deserves a national day of celebration, it's teachers.
Teachers and DJs. Absolutely. I agree.
Throw us in there.
100%. Backbone of society, teachers and DJs. This is awesome. Like, I love this. And so what we want to do with you for Are You Kidding Me is what makes your teacher great, okay? Because you probably appreciate your teacher more than you ever did after last year and having to do Zoom. And like, so many kids are like, I want to go back to school. And so now you're back in school, and you probably see your teacher in a way that you didn't see them before. And so that's what we want to talk about. Celebrate your teacher. You can tell us their name, where you go to school, and maybe you'll get extra credit. Who knows? Maybe a lot of teachers listen to the show, so this could pay off
Brownie
for you too.
Points.
Exactly. So, and that's not why we're doing this. That's just
a bonus
round for you. So, are you kidding me? 855-33-WAY-FM. Only requirement is you got to be a kid. And if you need to ask your parents, please do so before you call. But 855-33-WAY-FM. What is it that makes your teacher amazing? First of all, Evan, how old are you?
I'm 9.
9. What school do you go to?
Oakstone Academy.
Okay, and who's your teacher?
Miss Lacey Castillo.
Okay, so what makes Miss Lacey awesome?
She's really nice, and she plays with us at recess.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Gives us extra recess time and extra snack time sometimes.
Sounds like Miss Lacey needs extra time. All right, kids, extra recess and snack time. Miss Lacey's going to be over here with her head on her desk.
My brother's in the car. Can he talk about his teacher, too?
Absolutely. What's your brother's name?
Gavin.
All right, Gavin, who's your teacher?
Miss Harrelson.
Miss Harrelson, how old are you, Gavin?
I'm 7.
7. What makes Miss Harrelson so great?
She also goes to my church, and she's really nice.
What's the nicest thing she's ever done for you, Gavin?
She's going to my baptism on this Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. Aww. That is a teacher that's going above and beyond. Holy cow.
Gavin, did you ask her to come so she could see it?
What, do you think she's a baptism crasher? Like, she just, like, Miss Harrelson just crashes baptisms at Random Rock.
Now the party can begin. Yeah. Miss Harrelson's here.
Yeah, think that through. Well, you guys have a great rest of your day, and thank you for calling for Are You Kidding Me?
Thank you.
Say bye.
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 So what makes your teacher so great, Leah?
She's my mom.
Oh, that's awesome. How old are you?
I'm 12.
Okay, and so you're homeschooled, or do you go to school and she just happens to be your teacher?
I'm homeschooled, yes.
Now, Leah, is your mom in the car with you right now?
I'm actually in my room right now, and I'm not really sure what she's doing.
Okay, are you technically at school right now, and you should be doing your homework and stuff?
Basically.
Yeah. Isn't homeschool great?
Yeah, it's awesome.
When your mom started homeschooling you, was that difficult for her? Because as an adult, like, being responsible for someone's education, I don't think I would do that very well.
You wouldn't?
No, I would not.
You definitely
actually
would.
There's so many things I don't know.
Like, that thought never even occurred in my mind.
Well, we talked about homeschooling at one time, and I asked my wife for her SATs, and it turns out she was just as not qualified as me. But what are the advantages of having your mom as a teacher there, Leah?
I don't get sent to the principal's office for one thing.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a good one.
All right, Elizabeth, you're up. First of all, how old are you?
I'm 9.
9. Okay, and who's your teacher?
Miss Klima.
So why is she so amazing?
She always sends for us. She never discourages us. When we first saw her, she gave us little bags with pencils and chocolate. And little erasers.
You're like, this is going to be the best year ever. And then she gave you homework. And you're like, what happened? What?
Is Miss Klima good with the homework, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Oh, so she doesn't give you that much?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, that's the best. Because homework is a lot of work, honestly.
It is.
And I think you got to leave it at the office, you know?
what we live by here.
That's right. You know, your parents like, hey, don't bring your work home with you. Why do I have to as a kid, all right? Well, Elizabeth, we appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Trying to buy a house in a fast-paced housing market has some challenges, and you cannot be unprepared for when you find that perfect home. Hey, it's Wally, and in this super competitive market, you have to be SpongeBob ready. And United Faith Mortgage can get you there. You have to know your options and what you can truly afford, and it's easy to get caught up in a bidding war and make a bad decision. And United Faith Mortgage knows this and will not put you into a loan that's not good for you long term. This is because they're more than just a mortgage company. They are faith-based, family-owned, and they want to help people who listen to Way FM get into the home of their dreams. In fact, they only partner with Christian radio stations. Personally, I cannot say enough good things about Ryan and his team at United Faith Mortgage. So to make sure that you're really SpongeBob ready,
I'm ready!
Talk to the people I trust. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
Gavin, what you got, man?
So, today is World Teacher Day. My mom is a teacher. My mother-in-law is a teacher. One of my best friends is a teacher. So, like, I'm a huge advocate for teachers. I think they do such a good and vastly important job.
Yes. My mom is a former teacher. Mm-hmm. Like, she went back to school late in life, finished her degree just so she could go teach, and she was amazing.
That's
at
awesome.
It. Yeah.
I can't imagine, because they work, you know, the 40 hours at the school, yep, and then they work 40 hours at home during the week. You get the summer off, but it's still such a job. And I saw a few things that we can do to really show our appreciation for teachers today, and we really should be doing this every day, but maybe take a brief moment to do something really special. So,
like, discipline your own kids.
So they don't have to.
Exactly.
So one thing kids can do is kids can surprise their teachers with, like, a thank you card or maybe a box of chocolates.
There you
go. You can be ironic. Get them, like, a new box of pens and pencils, because you know they want that.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Give them something nice.
If you're a parent, you can partner with other parents and buy the staff of maybe a local school donuts and coffee for the morning, just to show that appreciation. Mm-hmm. Again, they're teaching your kids.
Yep.
And then another thing that our church has done in the past is you can actually, you know, see if your church partners with somebody to provide things that teachers need, like, you know, books, pencils, stuff like that, because a lot of the stuff that teachers have in their classrooms, they've just paid so much of that out of pocket. We went to a bookstore and a friend of mine bought maybe like a foot long thing of 50 books, and it was, you know, $60, and it's not even a portion of what she needs to fill a bookshelf for her kids. So she had to spend all that money out of her pocket. So I feel like finding if your church does stuff like that, like, it's a really good way to partner and do something good
so
for teachers.
So get them the things that they need. Books, pencils, pens, and a vacation.
Yes.
Like, that's what they really need. Send them to a spa. There you go. It's World Teacher Day, so definitely make a point to celebrate those teachers in your life today.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Uplifting way of him. This is the Wally Show. This is about as Halloween as I want to get. It's fun,
Monster Mash.
Not too scary, you know. But that's not the case with a lot of people in Halloween. Man, they go overboard, you know, with this holiday. I'm not a fan. I'm just not a fan. And so they did this thing that ranked the popular Halloween decorations that I came across, and the number one thing is skeletons, which definitely checks out because we have a neighbor that's like renting in our neighborhood, like they're new, and as a welcome to the neighborhood, they put up an 18-foot skeleton. No lie, I'm not being dramatic or exaggerating.
That's massive.
I thought
You've seen it, right?
Yeah, I thought you were exaggerating, and then I came over to check on your pet cat.
Yeah.
And it was ginormous. Yeah. And not only was it by itself, there are other miniature, when I say miniature, I mean like six foot skeletons, multiple ones around the 18-foot one.
It was, and they kept growing. It was like they started with the 18-foot, then they're like, it needs a little something else. How about six more six-foot skeletons? Boy, you're doing great work here, Rick. But you know what? We need some scary spiders and some cobwebs. You know what would look great? A graveyard. Let's do a graveyard.
Front yard.
Yeah, let's do a graveyard. Then let's do a casket out in the front. And then let's light the whole thing so that everyone can enjoy it all the time.
I didn't see the casket.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. At one point, I didn't have my phone out because I was driving. There was an Amazon guy in front of their house again. And I was yelling, stop! Stop bringing them things! Like, it's insane. Like, and I realize there's a hypocrisy here because it's not a holiday I enjoy, so I don't like it. But if it was a 18-foot nativity, I'd be like, yeah, way to stand for your faith, you know, like, so I get the hypocrisy of it, but I'm just not a fan. I don't like those spooky things or people decorating their garage and scaring people on Halloween. I just don't like it. I love trick-or-treating. Big fan of candy.
You like the innocent side of Halloween.
I do.
You don't like
side.
The scary zombie.
Macabre.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But this did bring up a thought for me. This person, in my opinion, my humble opinion, has gone way overboard.
Was it the 18-foot skeleton or the
coffin?
Oh,
no, I love that. So way overboard. But I'm curious, do you have that person in your neighborhood that goes overboard? Not even just Halloween, but maybe it's with every holiday. Maybe it's Arbor Day and all of a sudden they're trucking in an 80-foot tree. You know, do you have that person?
Or their whole front yard is taken up with those blow-up things now?
Yes.
The yard blow-up balloon
for Christmas
type
even,
things.
Yeah. Whatever that holiday is, what has your neighbor done that's so over the top? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take yours now. Love hearing your perspective on this because I know my neighborhood's not the only one. I know this for a fact. 855-33-WAY-FM. So do you have that person in your neighborhood?
Yes. So there's a man in our neighborhood who has a very long driveway. Well, about mid-November, he starts putting up Christmas lights, and it goes all the way through January, and it's literally the whole town goes through, and he has all of those blow-up Santa Clauses and Mickey Mouse. It's about half a mile or a quarter of a mile that you just drive through, and nativity sets, and, I mean, it's just this long Christmas display in their driveway.
And I get it. Like, it's great. We love Christmas, but that's a little much. And when you live in the neighborhood, it's one thing when just kind of the neighbors enjoy it, but when word gets out and all of a sudden people are coming from other neighborhoods and basically touring this place and clogging up your drive home, that's not fun.
Yeah. Him and his wife will stand out in their yard when people drive through and, like, give candy canes to the kids. And
I respect the passion.
It's actually really cool. It's a little overboard, but it's really, really neat.
What is that person in your neighborhood that goes above and beyond?
We have this one person, and their front yard isn't very big.
but every bit of it is filled with an inflatable decoration. And so they have vampires and a grave and ghosts and Frankenstein. And, I mean, it's literally filled with just inflatable.
And that can't be cheap either.
I know. It's crazy.
I read on average people spend $145 on Halloween, and they'd spend about 3 hours putting it all up. But you would say this person probably spent way over that $145, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty expensive yard.
Yeah, and the only thing that'll take them down is unplugging it. Ooh. Like, BB guns don't even work. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I love when new music comes out, but I'm always a little nervous when it comes out from, like, a big artist that you love. Because you're like, what if they try to do something so radically different and I don't like it and things like that.
And Gavin? That was the case for Toby Mac. He came out with this new song called Promise.
Oh, you don't like it?
Okay, so it's definitely not that I don't like it. It's just that Toby hits a note that I'm not used to hearing from him.
Okay, all right. It's not a normal Toby note.
Not really.
Let me hear a little bit of the hook here, okay?
Actually kind of does remind me of you trying to hit high notes.
Oh, that's what ruined it for you. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
You ruin every song, Wally.
I know, it's a gift.
How?
It's a gift. Yeah, that is not where he would normally go in this. You know, You're My Promise.
It's not where he would go.
You know, yeah, I don't mind that, though. I like it because it's different, you know, from the norm. And that's the challenge with being an artist is you have to keep reinventing things, and you can't just do the same thing over and over again.
No, he's on, what, like, you know, 20 years of doing this, and we've gotten, you know, the Jesus freak side of things. We've gotten the hip-hop. Like, this is maybe the new direction.
Little known fact, he's
a
never
new
won.
Direction.
He's never won, as far as I know, he's never won Male Vocalist of the Year Double Award.
Oh. This pushing
is,
for
this
it.
This is his year.
This is his year.
Yeah, he's going for it this time.
But the song is called Promised Land. The story behind it is that,
no,
you know,
it's called My Promised Land.
And, you know, the song is all about how, like, we're always, like, looking for our quote-unquote promised land.
Yeah.
But he actually puts a twist on, instead of looking for something like a new house or a new car, he puts a new twist on what our promised land actually is.
It turns from where's my promised land to you're my promised land. Mm-hmm. Maybe the promised land that we're looking for isn't a place at all, but a person named Jesus.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, like, he always comes in with a very good message in his music,
sure.
And now he's just delivering that message with
some notes. Some falsetto. Falsetto! I gotta tell you, I'm not like, not a fan of that. I like it.
I like it.
It's gonna get stuck in your head. Either his version or our version today, and I apologize for that. If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give 2 chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets 2 chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me 2 chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Dancing with the Stars! Dancing with the Stars is not immune to the effects of coronavirus, and we found that out in the latest episode of the reality show. So when dancing professional Cheryl Burke, she ended up testing positive for COVID. And you would think, oh no, she can't perform. Well, her and her partner Cody didn't let that stop them. So with Cheryl feeling fine, she didn't feel any effects. The duo performed their routine together, but separately.
How's that possible if you're dancing with someone?
Well, let me explain it. So when they weren't on the stage that you always see, you know, on the reality show, there was a split screen. So Cody is in one house, Cheryl is in another, and they're in their own separate houses. So they have the routine. It's almost like when you're watching like a pop group, like a boy band, and they're all dancing at the same way at the same time.
Okay,
yes,
that's
kind of like that.
Great example. That helps me visualize.
But also, there were parts where like Cody had a hat on and he took it off and he threw it to the side. Okay. But she's on that side of the split screen, so she catches a hat that looks just like his. So it's almost like they're there together, but separate.
Now, I mean, that's cute and everything, and that's making lemonade out of lemons, obviously. But, like, how do you score that if you're on the show? Like, how do you even remote? I mean, it's creative, but how do you give them a score?
Right. Well, I guess the judges had the same idea because they earned a score of 24 out of 40.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's not really good, is
no,
it?
No, that's not good.
I mean, like, I don't watch the show, but I would assume.
Yeah, but you were in school at one time, and you could figure out that 24
time,
out of 40 is not
while.
Good. Yeah, the math on that just isn't good. Oh, man. So
yeah,
I'm curious
so I guess that
they'll
survive. Counted against,
yeah.
That counted against
them. Almost like you almost have to give them a pass, you know, because they can't do what they want to do to compete, and you can't really judge them. It's almost like they should get a bye for that week. You know, or handicap them again in another week or something.
Be honest. Yeah. If you were competing on that show and that happened to them and you heard someone say, maybe you should just give them a pass, give them a little bit, would you settle for that?
Oh, no, I would say you should kick them out. Yeah, I'm very competitive. Even with dance. I'm competitive in the dance, too. So, all right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Sometimes the teachers would say, there's no such thing as a stupid question. You know what I would do when they said that? I would raise my hand.
Uplifting KFM, this is the Wally Show. And I know, like, before you go into any meeting, like a creative meeting, they're like, all right, there's no bad ideas. That's false. There are a lot of bad ideas.
100%. And now, if they don't say that in front of your face, then they're going to say it behind your back.
Oh, absolutely. And so, but sometimes the bad ideas get you to good places eventually, but you got to wade through a bunch of them. So we decided to do this with you and give you a chance to have that question that maybe you've always wondered about, but you have been afraid to ask. So we will make this a zone of no dumb questions right now, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. Like, for example, there are things you just kind of forget as an adult that you learn when you were a kid. And you're like, I don't know, how many stars are on our flag? Is it 51? Is it 52?
Yeah.
You know, which is it, Rock?
Is it
51 or 52?
I don't know. What is it?
No, I'm asking you.
I'm asking you.
I know what it is.
Do you?
I do.
Then what is it?
Is it 51 or 52?
Is it 51 or 52?
Make a guess. Now.
It's 50.
Okay, good. There you go.
Good job.
Nice.
That's because you didn't know.
I did know that. The person
you didn't know. You were just too embarrassed to ask.
No.
And there we go is the perfect reason on why you should call right now. And the thing is, too, if you have that question and you're too embarrassed, you can do it anonymously. You
absolutely
don't have to give
yeah
your name, which is, it's a safe environment.
We are also going to all commit, pinky swear, to not judge you for your questions right now. No, we're going to all commit to that, okay? Because this is a safe place for you right now. And so you can ask whatever question that you have been afraid to ask other people, you can ask us. And we'll be like on your team. We're team you, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. No dumb question right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. Although I do have a feeling I'll be the first one to go, that's a dumb question. But I will try not to. I'll fight everything in my being to not do that. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. David, there are no dumb questions here. That's the whole idea behind this. You can ask anything that you've always wondered but did not know the answer to, and we're going to attempt to either help you find the answer or just support your lack of knowledge.
I have no idea why this is this way, but why are there 8 hot dog buns in a package and 10 wieners?
That is a great question, and I've contended for a lot of years that it's a conspiracy between the hot dog manufacturers and the bun manufacturers to just increase all of their sales, because you've got to buy more of one or the other to make it equitable.
You have to buy 5 packages of each for it to come out even.
That's right, and you know what? We should write the president, David. You and me, we're going to write to the president, and we're going to say, listen, I know COVID is a situation. I know that, you know, war is a situation, but let's figure out the hot dog situation.
There is a petition going around
that
is petitioning the bun manufacturers to add the 2 extra buns.
No.
So that I'm serious. So that it balances out. We talked about this on the show a few months ago. And so that there is equity between the hot dog package and the bun. And so I agree with you. And you're not alone. A lot of people feel this.
They could take 2 wieners out and make it another package and lower the price.
Oh, David, right there, you're a genius. You just solved it. Hey, if you have a question that you have always wanted to ask and you thought was too dumb to ask anybody, ask us now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What's your question, Harry?
Well, me and my wife, Gemma, were just wondering. We were just listening to the hot dog question, and here's a dumb question, but you know the little beanie weenies? They got slider buns for, like, little sliders. How come they don't have little beanie weenie buns?
You know, it's really crazy. I love that this segment has gotten totally hijacked by the hot dog and bun inequity conversation. And now we have devolved into talking about the tiny little miniature weenies that need a bun.
I mean, I'm sorry if it's a dumb question, but it makes sense to me.
Not a dumb question whatsoever. That's why we're doing this. You know what? We'll make some calls and try to get on that miniature bun thing and see if we can get this taken care of and righted. And I'm really glad we've taken this so seriously today.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Got a little good news giddy up for you, because the real news and the, you know, mainstream media can be a little heavy sometimes, so we try to combat that with some good stuff. So we're going to start with me today here. Good news giddy up, 3 rapid fire good news stories. There was a McDonald's manager who saved a guy's life whose blood sugar had gotten dangerously low. The man's wife pulls up in the drive-thru and she's like, he needs orange juice ASAP. And I would have been like, all right, calm down, sir. Everybody else needs, but not this guy. He knew what to do because his aunt has diabetes.
Oh.
And so he knew not only to get the orange juice, but he actually added extra sugar to it.
What?
And helped save the guy's life. And the guy is going to be okay now. Hero status.
Yes. Awesome. That's
Gavin,
awesome.
Gavin, good news giddy up. Go.
There was a 7-year-old German Shepherd in Florida. He actually opened 3 gate latches and ran to help get his owner, or help get to get help because his owner was having a stroke. And
oh, wow.
That's a really smart dog. That's 3 latches. I don't know if I could trust my dog to open my door if I needed
help,
to be
you're
honest.
You're a dead man, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Betty Rock, good news giddy up, go.
Police in Flint, Michigan were called to the aid of 7 baby squirrels.
Okay.
Their tails had been tangled together.
Oh, no.
Come to find out, this is actually a normal thing. It's called a squirrel king. It's where the nest is too small for the baby, so their tails get intertwined together, and then when they get out, they can't untwine themselves.
Oh, no.
And so the police came, and they were able to untwine the tails.
That was something the police that day were like, I can't even believe this is my job, but okay.
What a great job, though.
I know, but how do you, like you're calling me, how am I more qualified? I have a handgun, and that's not going to solve anything.
Really?
Right, well, I'm saying you can't shoot their tails off, so, like, they just had to figure it out.
This is good news.
Sorry.
Giddy up. How did we lose it?
I saw a guy on TikTok with 2 adult squirrels whose tails were, like, all caught up together, and he was trying to get them separated, and they kept biting him, and then, because he only saw one at first in this massive, like, nest, and then the other one pops up, and he's like, oh, there's 2 of them, and then those 2 start fighting, and he's like, oh, my goodness, but he eventually did get them undone.
Good
so
job.
There you go. We never knew squirrels could get their tails tangled. Apparently, it's a thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's something we need to take very seriously.
Yes, starting
you
with
go.
You.
That's going to do it for your good news giddy up today.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.